Sadly, as this sign illuminates, the National Park Service was not immune to racism and excluded African Americans from visiting many of America's parks and outdoor spaces. Ultimately, conservation is linked to policy, and it's important that we realize how much public policy has been and continues to be decided disproportionately by white men. If we look at the data, it becomes very clear. The first black congressperson was elected in 1870, and in all of U.S. history, only 162 out of a total of 12,348 elected representatives to the U.S. government have been African American. That's only 1.3% of all of our congresspeople being black. And women haven't fared a whole lot better. The first woman was elected to Congress in 1917, and there have only in all of U.S. history been 336 women out of 12,348. Only 2.7% of all Congress people in all of U.S. history have been women, despite being, 50% roughly of the population. And it's worst of all for Native Americans. Only 21 Native American voices in Congress in all of U.S. history, much less than 1%, just 0.17% of all our Congress people, all the people who've represented us in government. So the exclusion of women, blacks, indigenous, and people of color from policymaking leads to a perpetuation of the policies that limit their access or voice. We need to acknowledge that the history of racism and segregation in our national parks and wilderness areas is one reason why, to this day, people of color represent just a small percentage of park visitors, maybe 5%. And its legacy, the legacy of this segregation, remains one of the barriers to moving conservation forward in this country. We will return to this subject later in the semester.